Morning. Good evening, everyone. We'll spend the next 2 weeks focusing a little bit on Hilchos Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Ayin begins with the following idea. This is in Taf Reish Ayin Sif Aleph. B'chafei b'Kislev, Maskilin Chasimei Chanukah. On the 25th of Kislev, the 8 days of Chanukah begin. V'asurin b'hesped u'betanis. And one is not permitted to eulogize, nor is one permitted to go ahead and fast on these days. However, ava mutarin ba'asiyas melacha. But one is permitted to engage in different forms of melacha on these days. The no'ogos hanashim sholasos melacha, ba'ot shaneiros dolkos. But however, the custom is that women do not do melacha, do not engage in different forms of labor at the time that the candles are lit. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh mi sha'omer shein lahakya lahem. One should not permit this, meaning one should not be making, one should not be lenient, one should be makbid to make sure that the women do not do melacha at the time when the candles are lit. So what's the idea of not doing melacha at the time that the candles are lit? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says, the idea over here is that the prohibition on malacha at the time when the candles are lit is to highlight the idea that one is not supposed to do malacha, that one is not supposed to derive any kind of benefit from the neros themselves, from the candle themselves. So the Isra malacha, the prohibition to go ahead and do malacha at the time when the candles are lit, is there in order to remind us that one should not use the candles for any malacha purposes. If that's the case, then why is the prohibition only on the women? Right? Why don't we say that no one should do malacha at the time that the candles are lit? To which the Mishnah Berurah explains again the reason why the women are singled out, lefisha na'asenes al yedehem. Since the initial part of the miraculous redemption of Chanukah, the miraculous salvation of Chanukah, came about because of women, and in fact we'll talk about this more tomorrow night, but we will see that the beginning of the Hasmonean revolt takes place through a woman by the name of Yehudis. Yehudis was one of the Chashmonai daughters. She is the one who begins the revolt of the Chashmonai and the Maccabim against the Syrian Greeks. So therefore, again, women have a special place, occupy a special place of importance in the Nes, in the miracle of Chanukah. Therefore, again, as a way of showing the importance of the women in the miracle of Chanukah, so the custom became that the women do not do malacha over the course of the time that the neros are lit. But dafka, we choose to highlight their importance in a way that also gives us an insight into the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, essentially, it all evolved to say, women do not do malacha at the time when the candles are lit. They abstain from malacha in order to go ahead and show everyone that one should not do any type of malacha with the neros, with the candles themselves, derive no benefit. And it's dafka women, in order to highlight to everyone the importance of the role they played in the Nes of Chanukah.